they shouldn't be riding in the streets. It's dangerous. I mean, someone was killed back in October, and we need to protect our residents. We need to protect the pedestrians. We need to protect the bicyclists, and we need to protect the motorists. And it's a safety issue.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with Schenectady City Councilor Karen Zalewski-Wildzunis. We talk about the snowstorm, Schenectady in 2021, and a proposal she's putting forward to ban ATVs and dirt bikes from city streets. She says it's gotten unsafe, and she wants to see Schenectady police in a position to detain people operating the vehicles and impound them. I spoke with Councilor Zalewski-Wildzunis on Tuesday afternoon. Could you just talk about what the snowstorm has been like in Schenectady and what advice you have for constituents?
Sure. I mean, I think this time around we did a really good job. I have been in contact with multiple residents and email, text messages, and phone calls, ensuring that they don't park on the priority streets so the plows can get through. I think that that's been happening. I think from the last storm, that was one of the major challenges. And so if we can, you know, just encourage the residents not to park on those streets, and, you know, if you have a driveway, put your car in the driveway. I think we years ago had the conversations around, like, how come when back in the day there was never these problems? And I said, growing up, you know, back in the day there was a one car in the family. Now there's, you know, mom, dad have a car, and teenage son has car, and teenage daughter has car. So you're not just dealing with a one car household anymore. It's, you know, 2 to 3 cars. So I think that's one of the challenges that you know, we need to overcome and ensure that people are parking where they, you know, where the plows can get through, especially on these priority streets. So I think they're doing a pretty good job. I haven't, you know, I've been telling everyone to stay off the priority streets. I don't believe they've started towing anyone, but you know, if you don't move your car, I think it's fair game right now, because there's still, you know, lingering snow from the last snowstorm.
Did you get a lot of complaints about the city's snow removal from that December storm?
Yeah, you know what, we had some major challenges, and yes, we, you know, the city crews, you know, first of all, it was an inordinate amount of snow. We got a lot of snow in a fairly short time frame, and it was overwhelming. And I don't think we're the only municipality that was overwhelmed with the snow. I think we've learned from what's going on here, and I think you know, we're doing a better job this time out. I mean, my street's plowed. My street wasn't plowed for 2 days, so my street's plowed already today. So I'm very happy.
Well, it might not seem like a time to talk about dirt bikes and ATVs on city roads since we were all digging out today. But as we speak, you've been getting some attention for this proposal to ban all ATVs and dirt bikes within the city. First of all, before we talk about specifics, why do you think that's necessary?
So I've had multiple conversations with residents throughout the city. And I've experienced it myself, you know, walking in the park where, you know, there's dirt bikes or there's ATV vehicles that are, you know, they're tearing up the parks, they're running rampant on the streets, and we need to do something to combat it. And quite frankly, I don't want to wait till the weather's nice to put any kind of legislation in place or have a discussion around it, because, you know, today's Groundhog Day, in 6 weeks, winter's over with, and that's going to fly by. And I think it's something that we need to, you know, get some attention on and ensure that we're addressing the issues before they become a big issue again, like they were last summer. I mean, there was a lot of issues last summer. There was, you know, they were tearing up the parks in Mount Pleasant and Central Park, you know, Northside. It doesn't matter. It's across the city. So I think it's important that we address the issue before the nice weather comes.
So specifically, how would your plan work? What would it do, who would it target?
So what I'm proposing is that when there are dirt bikes that are on the streets and there's no registration, there's, you know, they're illegally driving, the challenge is going to be catching them. But if they're on the streets, and I want them impounded. I want them to prove that they, you know, if they have to register them, proof of ownership, you know, whatever it is, you know, we need to kind of take and make the extra steps so that we don't have, you know, a lot of them just get back into their garages or whatever. But if they know that they've been there and there's an opportunity for the police to, you know, impound them because they don't have it registered or they can't prove ownership, you know, it's a way to get it off, way to get them off the streets. And, you know, they'd have to prove ownership in order to retrieve the vehicle.
Is it legal for the police to do that?
Well, that's what I want to, that's why I want to put this legislation forward, is I want to, that they're doing something similar to that in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, and it seemed to work. So I didn't think of this by my on my own. I've been researching it and trying to determine what the best way is for us to go forward with it. So that's my that's kind of where I'm, the direction I was going in.
I mean, let's say somebody has a dirt bike that, you know, is registered and isn't stolen. Would they be able to ride it through city streets, or would this be an outright ban?
No. They shouldn't. Well, if it's a registered motor vehicle and it's a dirt bike, I believe they have the ability to do that. But a lot of times these individuals don't even have helmets on. And that's another, you know, that's a whole other issue. But that's illegal. You can't ride a motorcycle in New York State without a helmet. So that would be a ticketed offense. But a lot of them, you know, if it is registered, I believe if it's a registered motor vehicle, they can ride it on the street. So, but the majority of the ones that are going through the parks, my understanding is they're unregistered vehicles. You know, you're not supposed to be driving an ATV vehicle on city streets. I think there's some special registrations that you can get for snow plowing and whatnot, for putting a plow on the front of an ATV. I believe the DSIC has some of those vehicles. But they're, you know, they're registered and accounted for, and you can prove ownership. And I think a lot of the vehicles that are running rampant, there's no proof of ownership. And there's been some of those very small, I mean, back in the day, mini bikes, you rode them in the, you know, back like in the woods and whatnot, you know, they're off. You know, they're not something that you can register. I've seen a lot of them on the streets. And, you know, quite frankly, they shouldn't be riding in the streets. It's dangerous. I mean, someone was killed back in October, and we need to protect our residents. We need to protect the pedestrians. We need to protect the bicyclists, and we need to protect the motorists. And it's a safety issue.
Is there a way to do this without an outright ban, but just by increasing fines or something? Have you thought about that possibility?
Well, I think, you know, I would like to see the ban. And the reason I want to see the ban is because there's so much of it. You know, a fine is a fine, and you know, they can pay it or not pay it. But if we have the ability to impound a vehicle, I think that's sending a much stronger message than just, you know, here you go, here's a $100 fine, go pay your fine, you got your illegal vehicle back, and or you never had it taken away, you pay the fine, you go on your merry way. And, you know, I want us to get some, you know, teeth in the legislation so that we can have safer streets.
We cover Massachusetts and Springfield, Massachusetts, which had a very similar issue a couple of years ago. And one of the aspects of this dynamic was that the police were seeking tougher laws on dirt bikes because they felt that, number one, it was an education issue, you know, get people not to ride through city streets on dirt bikes. But number two, that they had a tough time seizing the vehicles once they had an interaction with somebody who was operating one illegally. So my question to you is, what do the Schenectady police say to you about this proposal? I mean, are they on board?
Yeah, I had good feedback from both the sheriff and the chief. You know, do we need to work out the logistics? Absolutely. But, you know, they are as frustrated as we are with, you know, the way things are happening here. And, you know, education, I think, is critical. And, yeah, maybe we can, you know, put a piece of education around it. But I still think, you know, I had an email this morning from a constituent telling me addresses of where they hang out. You know, they're here the minute the streets are clear, they're riding them. illegally throughout the city and throughout the neighborhood. So, you know, they know where they are, and if they can catch them and impound the illegal vehicles so that they don't stay on the streets, and, you know, maybe it is more education. You can't ride these on the streets, but, you know, it's a convenience to walk out your garage, and here's your, you know, you can ride on the street, you know, and, you know, instead of putting it on the back of a trailer and taking it to, you know, someplace where there's actual trails that you can ride. So
recently, the mayor of Schenectady delivered the State of the City, Gary McCarthy, for the year. What was your reaction to that address and his goals for the city this year?
I think the mayor does a fantastic job, and you know, I think we're all on the same page. We need to continue to move the city forward. I think you know, the smart city initiatives are more important than ever, especially with this COVID and the fact that there's so many people working from home. And you know, we spoke about the REV demonstration last night and how that technology is going to help with a lot of the, you know, keeping understanding what city streets have issues with, you know, running stop signs and that kind of thing. So and speed. So I think, you know, we need to, you know, push forward on the initiatives that the mayor set forth, and you know, continue to you know, keep fiscally responsible you know, policies in place.
We've been covering the vacancies on the city council here and some of the people who want to join the city council, and several of the seats, including yours, which are up for re-election later this year. From what I've read, you would like to wait until those elections to fill the seats. Is that right?
I ran for an empty seat, and I let the people chose me. And I, you know, the Democratic Committee endorsed individuals on Saturday, and we had so many good candidates. It was difficult because there's so many good candidates, and you know, yes, we did an endorsement, but I still think that, you know, if the people want them, the people will vote who win they want. So that's my personal opinion. I was not, because I was endorsed by the Democratic Committee, I was not automatically put on. I ran for election in the general election.
But I guess, is the council weaker, or are people not getting representation that they might otherwise get if there are two open seats from now until the end of the year?
Well, I don't know if we'll go to the end of the year. I think it, you know, I'd like to. You know, first of all, I don't know if anyone's going to primary or not. I don't know what I don't know what the dynamic is going to look like. And, you know, the primary is early this year. It's going to be in June. So, you know, it'll be here before we know it. So depending on how things go and, you know, what process the council agrees upon, you know, we may be able to do something, you know, mid-year. But I would want to hear from, you know, the people. You know, the people put me in office, and, you know, not that I'm adverse to appointing anyone, but, you know, there are two seats.
Well, that's Schenectady City Councilor Karen Zalewski-Wildzunas. Thank you so much for taking all of this time, and stay safe out there.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.